Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Während der Festtage nehmen sich viele Beschäftigte frei, um Zeit mit ihren Liebsten zu verbringen. Doch die Welt dreht sich weiter, auch an Weihnachten. So müssen manche Menschen in dieser Zeit trotzdem arbeiten, so wie auch wir hier bei SBS. Denn um Sie, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, immer auf dem neuesten Stand zu halten, müssen Journalisten, Tontechniker und Kameraleute 365 Tage im Jahr ihre Arbeit leisten. Wir haben uns mal bei den Kollegen in der Melbourner Redaktion von SBS umgehört und nachgehakt, wie sie es eigentlich finden, dass sie arbeiten müssen, während andere Urlaub machen.
Hi, my name is Kieran Ruffles. I'm with Audio Operations at SBS, which means I'm an audio engineer and sound guy.
So did you work over this Christmas period?
Not until today, Boxing Day. And now I'll be working through New Year's and early January when lots of other people are on holiday.
How do you feel about that?
I'm used to it. I've worked here for 15 years, and sometimes you work near Christmas and New Year's. Other times you get to go away and other people in your team do it. I think everyone in the team understands that sometimes you work the holidays, sometimes you go away, but everyone takes turns.
Heute ist Boxing Day, auch in Australien ein gesetzlicher Feiertag. Doch was wird heute eigentlich genau gefeiert? Kieran klärt auf.
I think originally it was the day that the gifts were given, and they were given in boxes. I think that's where it originally came from. But yeah, it's also not a public holiday for us here at SBS. Everyone is paid normally.
And so you know a little bit of German. Do you know Silent Night, obviously? Do you want to try and sing it in German?
Yes. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schlaft, einsam wacht, nur das traute, hochheilige Paar. Hör der Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.
I'm Sean and I'm a cameraman for news department. I am working today. I'm working in fact for quite the next few days to help with people who have taken holidays. My children are grown up enough that I don't need to be there, so I'm kind of filling in the gaps for people who have children. I feel I've been blessed in the past, so it's only fair that I return the favour.
Und was sagt Sean dazu, dass heute arbeiten muss, während andere Urlaub machen?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. In fact, it's actually, we were joking about it earlier, the traffic's rather quiet, so I can't really complain. But I've just been doing a colour story at the MCG for the opening day of the Ashes cricket match. And the atmosphere was amazing. It was actually kind of fun story to do. I feel with these kind of stories that you get lots of great shots and you meet great people, and it's a shame that you can't give it more airtime than it actually deserves. But anyway, I'm passionate about what I do.
My name is Puneet Dhingra and I work as a digital content producer for SBS Language Punjabi.
I can see that you are following the cricket.
Yes, it's always, Boxing Day is a big thing in Australia, and Australia always play, when it's especially Ashes, it's, kind of a different energy and vibe. This time, unfortunately, I couldn't get tickets to the Boxing Day, so that's why I'm sitting here. I'm shuffling between work and watching cricket.
Puneet genießt sogar die Atmosphäre im Büro während der Ferienzeit.
It's fun. It's very good vibe. People are happy because holidays are going on. So it's very good. Like you jump in the train and come to city, and here because we are at the heart of Melbourne, Fed Square. So we can see all the Christmas trees, decorations, and kids are playing. Families are enjoying. So it's good fun. So because our office space is, where I sit, it's like I can see from a window. So it gives me positivity. So everyone seems happy, and today is Friday, so it's, weekend vibe as well.
I'm Andrea, I'm from the ALC Italian team.
So how did you spend your Christmas?
In the Italian way, I would say, like a big lunch with family. But not with Italian people, because my wife's family, they are Korean and Japanese. So, but we spent a pretty westernized Christmas, and I normally have to cook the main. So even this year I cooked the main. It was a risotto with cuttlefish ink.
Heute feiert man in Italien Santo Stefano. Andrea erklärt, was es mit diesem zweiten Weihnachtstag eigentlich auf sich hat.
Normally, Santo Stefano Boxing Day is very useful when we have a very extended family. So we have lunch on Christmas Day with one side of the family, and then we have Santo Stefano with the other side of the family. So we avoid having like a lunch and dinner in the same day, which can really be hard to face.
I would say that, probably the biggest news coming from Italy this year was the election of the new Pope.
I mean, it's a good or bad news. It means that nothing particularly bad happened in Italy in 2025. If the biggest news was, of course, the death of the previous Pope and the election of the new Pope. But it's always a very important event. All the world is watching what's happening in Rome, and particularly on the chimney. They're waiting for the white smoke to come out. So, yeah, I would say that was probably the top three news from Italy this year. Yeah.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, yeah, it's more to improve the work-life balance and try always to remember to be kind. I think that's the only couple of things that I actually can control. For all the rest, it depends on what life brings.
Okay, let's sing an Italian Christmas song together.
Yeah, you have to help me because I'm pretty bad at singing.
Okay, no worries.
So we're going to sing this Tu scendi dalle stelle. Okay. Pronta, uno, due, tre. Tu scendi dalle stelle, o re del cielo, e vieni in una grotta freddo al gelo. Oh bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui a tremare. That's it.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.